All right. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the open meeting for Thursday, April 14th, 2022, and ask the Commission Secretary for information on today's agenda.
Each commissioner has independently reviewed the minutes of the open meeting of Thursday, April 7th, 2022, and each has informed me there's no need to discuss the minutes.
Will we approve the minutes of Thursday, April 7th, 2022?
Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Each commissioner has independently reviewed the agenda and each has informed me there is no need to discuss the notice associated with agenda item two or the draft final decision associated with agenda item three, approving the application for approval of an affiliated interest agreement between Wisconsin Electric Power Company and Wisconsin Public Service Corporation for joint ownership and operation of the Weston Reciprocating Internal Combustion Project, or the suggested minute associated with item five, finding that the settlement criteria of Wisconsin Statute 196.026 have been satisfied, and approving Northern States Power Company Wisconsin's request for the proposed revisions to the RTP 1.1 tariff on the condition that it corrects the effective date when the approved tariff sheets are filed and made available to the public.
Move we approve the notice of proceeding associated with agenda item two.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
For agenda item three, docket 5AE233, I move we approve the draft final decision.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Agenda item five, 20TE110, move we approve Northern State Power Company's Wisconsin's request for a real-time credit. Find that the settlement agreement meets the requirements under the law and approve the tariff with the corrected effective date.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That takes us to agenda item four, which is docket 4220-AF-107. This is an application associated with agenda item five that we just took up. This is the request of Northern States Power to use a deferral as it relates to the real-time pricing tariff. So the applicant had committed as part of its rate case to work with interested parties to review and adjust their RTP tariff to accommodate load profile changes for customers that are on that tariff. The applicant's existing customers expect consumption to be materially greater than that which was forecasted in the 2022 and 2023 test year case. And they've demonstrated to the applicant that the anticipated incremental load will in fact materialize. If that load persists in 2022 and 2023, the applicant expects that RTP revenues from that load, net of the expenses of serving it, will result in an incremental sufficiency above the cost of service that they filed in their rate case docket. So the incremental sales result is a potential range of $3 to $6.3 million in 2022 and a range of $0.4 to $2.5 million for 2023. The applicant entered into an agreement with settling parties Cub and Weig and agreed that all RTP sales exceeding the forecasted amount from the rate case would be subject to a dollar per kilowatt hour limited term credit. And that's the one that we just took up. And now in this instant docket, they are requesting the ability to defer that as a regulatory liability, a dollar per kWh amount on the sales that exceed the originally filed forecast. So then what would happen is the applicant would return those deferred dollars to all customers except for the RTP customers in a future rate case. And the settling parties agreed to 40% to existing RTP customers and 60% to other customers. And I should also note that it wasn't just Weig and Cub, but that this allocation was also agreed to by RTP customers. So We could find that this particular case meets our criteria for deferral, largely because the revenues are outside the control of the applicant, because it's going to depend entirely on the volume of sales that results over the remainder of 2022 and all of 2023. And while the settlement itself doesn't contemplate carrying costs, we can decide whether or not it's appropriate to apply carrying costs. In this instance, it would likely be the short-term debt rate, because the time frame that we're talking about is less than 2 years. So as we did in the previous agenda, we first have to determine whether or not this particular agreement complies with the procedural requirements of Wisconsin statute. I find that they do comply. So for procedural requirements under statute 196.026, this is on page 4 of our memo. I was at alternative 1. Commissioner Nowak?
I agree.
Commissioner Huebner?
I agree too.
Okay. The next decision point is whether or not we can approve the deferral aspects of the settlement agreement. There are three statutory provisions that have to be met. The first is that everyone has been given the opportunity, a reasonable opportunity, to present evidence and arguments in opposition to the agreement. We have to find that the public interest is adequately represented by the parties who entered into the agreement. And we also have to find that the settlement agreement represents a fair and reasonable resolution to the docket, and that it's supported by substantial evidence on the record as a whole. So in terms of satisfying the settlement criteria under the statute and a reasonable opportunity for everyone to be heard, I was at alternative 1. Commissioner Nowak?
I agree.
Commissioner Huebner?
Alternative 1.
Okay. The next is whether the public interest is adequately represented by the settling parties. Again, because they are dealing with all of the customers that will be impacted, I was at alternative 1. Commissioner Nowak?
I agree.
Commissioner Huebner?
Yep, alternative 1.
Okay. And then finally, the decision is whether or not to approve it, and whether or not to apply carrying costs. So for this one, I was at approving this deferral, and I would apply carrying costs at the applicant's short-term debt rate. So that puts me at alternative 2. Commissioner Nowak?
Yeah, I was at, this is just an odd thing we're doing. You know, it's unusual to not handle this like normal increased sales, but there was a oddity, I guess, in the settlement when that this carried through with that. So that's why we're here on this deferral. I still think we should handle the increase in sales through the earnings sharing mechanism, even though there's a deferral here. The customers will still see that, and that's what the earnings sharing mechanism is for. So I was fine without carrying costs on this time for this one.
Okay, so you're at alt 1.
Yep.
Okay. Commissioner Huebner?
Yeah, I was at alternative 2, and just trying to stay consistent, I guess, for myself is applying carrying costs on issues like this. So I was at alternative 2.
Okay. We'll take a motion.
Yeah, I'll just dissent on that part.
Okay.
Docket 4220 AF107, I move we approve Northern State Power Company's request for approval of the real-time pricing deferral pursuant to our discussion today.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, that takes us to agenda item 6, which is docket 9709-FG-2021. And Commissioner Huebner is going to lead the discussion in this docket.
Thank you, Chair. This docket is related to the Energy Innovation Grant Program, or EIGP, as we'll be calling it. Today, we'll be deciding the awardees for the third round of the EIGP. These dollars originated from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 through the State Energy Program. Wisconsin originally established a Clean Energy Manufacturing Revolving Loan Fund, and through the years, the principal and interest from many of those loans have been repaid, and it's those repaid funds that we are now delivering as grants. In 2018, we issued a $5 million round of funding, and in 2021, we issued $7 million in awards. For this round, the application instructions were issued in October of 2021, requesting proposals in three categories for a total funding up to $10 million. The categories were activity one is renewable energy and energy storage. Activity two is energy efficiency and demand response. And activity three is comprehensive energy planning. As we've done in past rounds, eligible applicants included manufacturers, municipalities, universities, schools, hospitals, and nonprofit markets. Proposals were due January 14th. As usual, we had an excellent response. We received 105 applications requesting over $31 million in grant funds. I want to thank each and every applicant for applying to the program with their innovative project. Obviously, a lot of work went into all of these proposals, and so we really appreciate your applications. As has been the case with this program and many others, the requests far exceed our available funds, and therefore many good projects will not be able to be funded in this round. We had a very robust evaluation process. We had 9 experts from within and outside the commission who spent their time reviewing these applications. I want to thank each of those evaluators for their time and expertise and effort in developing these recommendations for us. With that, we have some preliminary matters related to eligibility to go through first, and then we'll go through a process to determine which grants we should fund, and I do have a handout for that stage. Before we do eligibility, Chair, did you have any other opening remarks?
I was on mute.
No, I do not.
Okay, Commissioner Nowak, do you have any other remarks before we do eligibility?
Yeah, I know we only have hopefully one more round of this because I'm seeing less innovation in these rather than just this is focus on energy plus. Mm. You know, these are, in fact, many of these recipients that are recommended for funding are receiving funds under focus. And this is like the bonus round or the daily double where they get even a lot more. And so I thought this was supposed to be a different type of program. Mm-hmm. And it's really just turning out to be, like I said, the bonus round. And I'm not sure that's what really want it to be unless we change the name of the program and take out innovation. Because again, I'm not seeing, like, if we're saying solar is innovative, we can't have it both ways because we keep hearing it's established. And now it's like, well, it's innovative. Mm-hmm. And so at some point we've got to come to terms with what is it, right? Yeah. So I was a little discouraged that these are just your run of the mill things, like, and I'll get to some later, like, okay, replacing LED light bulbs. Really? You know, energy, I mean, that's, I don't know what's, Mm-hmm. So, again, I hope that, you know, I know these are the grant programs and we, it has, you know, amazing popularity, but that's why I think, and I've got some suggested changes too, I think we have to be very strict in looking at these because if you're coming here asking for money, not even a loan, you better be able to fill out an application and so, mm-hmm. and meet some of that criteria. So that's all I'll
Okay.
Say for now.
Okay. Thank you. So our first item is related to application filing matters. And this is, the alternatives are listed on page 8 and they're described on pages 6 and 7 of this memo. Last year we had some similar issues and we landed at alternative 4, taking note of those concerns regarding eligibility. But not finding it necessary to rule on eligibility, and I'm fine with that again. I'm also fine with, you know, going through one by one. Either of you have specifics that you wanted to point out. Chair?
Thanks, Commissioner Huebner. So I, just consistent with the way that I approach this, I think if an application is late in its entirety, that it should be ineligible. My understanding is that some of the issues related to confidentiality have more to do with the way that the system works on our end than with the potential grantees end. And my understanding is that the new grant system software that we have should rectify that going forward. So using that approach, I would just find two of the applications, and one's not an application, it's just a letter of support, but I would find the Atlantis Valley application to be ineligible. And then I would also find the letter of support for Rice Lake Area School District to be ineligible. The others I would find to be eligible for our consideration.
That sounds good. That's exactly kind of what I was thinking, or that's where I was at on the specific applications too. Mr. Nowak?
Yeah, I agree. The confidential issue I think was more on, they did file it on time. It was just I'm not going to hold that part against them. I don't get too hung up too. And I hope the next round has that new filing.
Yeah. I think it was almost ready for this round, but maybe this grant program is one of our biggest, and the thought was maybe not the right one to pilot it on.
Do a test on. No, that's fine. So I agree on that Atlantis and the letter support for Rice Lake.
Okay.
I would more on the others. You know, there may be some others I wouldn't fund for other reasons, but I'm fine with accepting them if there's more than one document. Again, I think that's a function of our system rather than perhaps them. So, fine.
Okay, I think all three of us are in the same spot. Do you have what you need? Okay. So that moves us ahead then. The memo has a nice description of the recommended projects. I wasn't planning to go through all of those, but rather to kind of talk about them as a whole. And I do have a handout to talk about some changes that I would propose making to that list. And Cindy's going to hand that out here in the room. Chair Bach, and
one moment, I will email that to you.
All right.
That email has been set, and for those listening at home, it will post momentarily on the commission's event calendar, lower right-hand corner. And it is posted.
Hey, Chair, why don't you just let us know when you had a chance to open that?
Oh, sure, I've got it.
Okay. So, you know, working off the memo and then I think more specifically working off of attachment one, which is the list of projects in merit order for the applications. Starting with activity one in renewable energy and energy storage, I was supportive of all the projects that were included and recommended except for one. And the one that I did not find to be cost effective was the Eau Claire Public Schools Foundation. Specifically, that's a request for $250,000 to install three solar trees at about 10.5 kilowatts of total capacity for an outdoor classroom. I like the education and public awareness piece of that, but it just did not feel cost effective for our grant dollars, especially compared with the projects that were right below the line on attachment one. And so looking at the first page of my handout, I would propose that we use that $250,000 to fund three additional grants. One is, and these are right below the merit order list, the cutoff line. It's Curative Connections, and that's a 280 kilowatt solar array in Green Bay. Thin Air Solutions is an 88 kilowatt solar array in Lac de Flambeau. And Bay Area Rural Transit is a 51 kilowatt solar array in Ashland. And then there would be some residual funding that I would then apply to Northland College, which is a partial award. I would just increase that by the remaining funds. And then on activity two, if you're
oh, hang on. Yeah.
Should we do one at a time?
No, keep going. We'll pause later.
Okay. Becky, or sorry, Chair Bach.
I'm good.
Good to look at activity two. Okay.
Yep.
So activity two, kind of on balance, as I looked at, you know, what we were funding, and again, the projects right below the line that weren't quite in, I saw a lot of merit in some projects that were below the line. And that tempered with the Revitalize Milwaukee proposal, which was based on residential energy efficiency. That was a very large proposal, $1 million. I would propose to fund that at half the level, so that would still be a very substantial grant, one of our largest grants. But this is a nonprofit that has been doing home repairs for years, and this is their first foray into energy upgrades for those homes. And my feeling was, again, looking at what we could fund with that $500,000, but still making an investment in that Revitalize Milwaukee application. So what I would do is cut that in half and use the $500,000 as described below. And what that would net us is an additional 5 grants. We could fund 3 private industry grants. That's Waukesha Foundry, the Newark Group, and McDonald and Owen Lumber Company. I thought those were all really strong payback type projects. In addition, I thought the School District of Mauston, which when you read the application, it's actually a partnership between 4 school districts, Mauston, La Crosse, Shorewood, and Sparta. There's actually 3 different utilities involved. So I thought the innovation of 4 school districts kind of competing against each other with that demand response technology was very interesting. And then the one above that is the first one below the cut, the North Central Conservancy Trust, which I thought was meritorious given the funding available. With that, there would still be a little residual that we could increase the partial award to the City of Madison's Monona Terrace project. And out of that, they too are asking for $1 million. I thought the chiller aspect of that was more innovative than the LED portion. That's just my thoughts on that, that maybe the portion that we can fund there would go towards that innovative chiller project. So that was my recommendation. And then as far as activity three planning, I did not have any changes to the recommendations. I thought, I frankly thought there was a lot of additional planning grants that could have been funded. I thought that was a really strong round, but I did not have any suggested changes to plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is helpful. Commissioner Nowak, do you also have a handout?
No, but I've got changes.
Okay, so how about we discuss your changes and then maybe we take a little pause to kind of look at all the proposed changes. I have comments, but I don't have proposed changes.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Huebner. We are in line with some of the changes you're proposing here.
Okay, so great.
Happy to see that. Let's start with activity one. I agree with you on the Eau Claire Schools Foundation. I thought that was a little too amorphous, and so I'm agree with taking that out. But I would also take out the Menominee Tribe one because I still cannot figure out the math, and they have different math everywhere.
Okay.
And as I said in my opening, if you can't fill out a spreadsheet, you should be able to ask, but you're asking for $250,000. We've got different, I mean, the numbers even on this, the second one don't add up. Or they have submitted 2 papers, but it says PSC grant request is 250, applicant cost share is 30, and then they total it at 275. Well, that's 280.
Mm-hmm.
And then percent of total, they have the 250 at 91 and their cost share at 11. That adds up to 102%, not 100%. Their other cover sheet shows their cost share is at 30, but then that total project cost doesn't change. They have 2 different total project costs.
Okay.
So there's just way too many unanswered questions here that,
okay,
as I said at the beginning, we have a lot of good applications here, and people, you know, they should be able to demonstrate to us that they can do the math here before we're going to hand them the dollar. So there's just so many questions pending on that one of how the math actually adds up. And I don't think it's fair to the applicants that we fund that. So that leaves us with another $250 on the table.
Okay.
Which I will get to in a moment.
All right.
And then in category two, these are always hard. I'm fine with your, you know, that Revitalize Milwaukee does some really great work, and it is a big nonprofit, and but it is a substantial ask, given this is their first jump into this portion of what they've been doing. So I can accept that modification. As I mentioned, I have a little bit of difficulty when we look at, like, you look at the school district of Denmark, you know, it's a lighting upgrade, and it's basically something you can get funded through Focus, but obviously at a lot lesser amount. And I'm looking, what's the innovation there? I thought their match was fairly low as well. And that, again, the match becomes very important to me in these. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, none of these entities are, you know, they're particularly the public entities, they're all, you know, they need. That was the other thing on the Menominee. They had a very low match, whether it was 5 or 30 compared to the whole one. And I like to see a justification for that. And there was no explanation of why that was so low comparison. We don't require one, but it sure does matter. So that was for activity two. So I'm fine with taking that half out of Revitalize. I was going to add money into Waukesha Foundry, like you suggested as well. For the third one, I didn't have any changes either, except I did grab the extra dollars. You know, we had like a partial funding of Common Ground. You know, speak to their application, but you know, we basically had the leftover and said, here's 4,500 out of 100.
Yeah.
That's a little, right? I mean,
I agree.
You know, so I would plug that back somewhere else. So I took out, sorry, my computer died on me last night, so I was doing this all on hand. So part of the reason I don't have a handout. So I took out the 250, and then I also disagreed with you on the City of Madison, that partial award as well. I grabbed that 264. I just didn't think they met, again, I have a lot, again, where's the innovation? There's a lack of innovation, I think, on a lot of these. But the 264 is just about 25% of what they're asking for anyway. So I grabbed that 264. I added in the carryover of the 4,500 from category three. And then I had,
I'm sorry, Commissioner, did you Denmark 277 for Denmark?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, oh yeah, and then
you're removing the 500, like Commissioner Huebner from EC Revitalize. You removed the for activity one, removing the Denmark.
No,
sorry, Denmark's an activity.
Yeah,
two.
Sorry, Denmark from activity two, and you would also remove the City of Madison from activity two.
Is that two? These are hard. The coloring is not very different on me.
Trying to get the bucket of
And then the other one.
And then removing the Menominee, right?
Right.
Yes. Yep. And then in category, the other one in category, so the two things in category one are typo of mine, or the Menominee, and then the 45,000 partial funding of Northland College, because again, that's like 18%, I think. And then I agree on Eau Claire. And then on category two.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Nomak. So then what do you do with those dollars
Hang on.
All right.
I'm getting there. Hang on.
All right.
Category two, take out city or school district of Denmark and the partial award to the city Madison. And category three, I just took out the 4,500 for Common Ground.
Okay.
And then we've done this before. We kind of, now this is what I would do, but I don't disagree with largely some of the things, and we'll take a break. I did put 60, so that left me with $841,462. And I just, after that, I didn't keep it within each category. We've done that before.
Okay.
We did that last time, I think.
Got it. Just funding like the best projects.
Yeah.
Next best.
Yeah.
So you're just going to the overall merit list.
Yep. Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I really appreciated this go around. I thought it was really helpful that it was laid out that way. Okay. Got it.
So I did in mine put 60K to Waukesha Foundry.
Okay.
And then that left me with $781,462. And I don't think you had that on yours, Commissioner Huebner. I had it in the Rice Lake. I thought the geothermal system was interesting, and that too is a consortium with other local entities up there and utility. So I would have funded that one. They asked for $1 million, but $781,452.
Okay.
That's Riley.
All right.
All right, I'm going to attempt to restate just so we're.
Mm-hmm.
So, for activity one, we have a new Revitalized Milwaukee $500,000, remove Denmark $277,485.
No, Cindy, that's for category two.
Oh, sorry.
I know.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Remove the Menominee at 2,500 for activity one, or for 250,000, and then adding in removing the 4,500 from a category three and adding that back in. Back then to activity two. Reduction of 500,000 for Revitalize. Proposal to remove Denmark at 277.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Commissioner North, your addition, you would add additional funding to Waukesha Foundry, 6,500.
60,000.
60,000. And you would then add the Rice Lake project.
Yep.
$781,460. Okay. All right. Did I miss anything?
Where is the Rice Lake on attachment? On attachment one.
On attachment one, page six, fourth one down. It's ID number 81, merit order 20.
Got it. And that would get how much funding?
781,462.
Okay.
And then, I'm sorry, I had a note, Commissioner Nowak, about the city of Madison.
Yeah, I took that out.
Yeah, my staff and the math.
Yeah. We're going to have to take a break.
Yeah.
Decide.
Because we've got overlap.
We've got some overlap and some not. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, in an effort to make it a little bit easier, I would join you both in removing Eau Claire. So let's take that one out. I think that's a 3-0 vote. So let's remove Eau Claire. And then I also agree with modifying Revitalize Milwaukee, cutting it in half. So if we start from there, then I think we can compare what to mm-hmm. do with the rest of the dollars, right?
Yep. I think that sounds fair.
Okay.
And whether we should remove any more.
Maybe we should just all get to where we're at on removals, and then we know what to add back in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But, so I also had removing Menominee, and then the leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The leftovers on Northland College. And then I removed the School District of Denmark. And I removed the $4,500 leftover on Common Ground. So where, if you guys know now where you're at on those removals.
All right. Didn't you have City of Madison too?
Yep. City of Madison, the 200 some left over on that one. Yep, 264.
Yeah, I'm gonna check for myself on Menominee Tribe whether I would support moving that out. I thought the Northland College geothermal, that was the last one in, and it was a partial. I thought that was meritorious and would keep thinking about that to increase funding with if there's partials left. Like I said, I was trying to kind of keep with the merit order that I thought was relatively close to my review, and so that was activity one. So I'll think about that on activity two. I thought with Monona Terrace, I thought, you know, they asked for $1 million. I have a note. So of that, I can't remember the exact numbers, but I think it's about $459,000 was for LED, and then about $388,000 was for a chiller, and about $176,000 for HVAC controls. I thought the chiller HVAC controls part of that was pretty good. I mean, they talk about the new refrigerant that is lower global warming potential, but also the payback on that is 3.6 years as they showed. So I thought the payback made sense for that Monona Terrace project on the chiller. So I would be thinking to keep that in. But like I said on my handout, I think, you know, spreading the wealth is kind of my approach to get geographic spread, and also just getting the dollars, you know, to reasonably sized projects that I think have a good chance of being successful. And that's kind of what the list for me in both activities one and two, I think, tries to do, is some of these smaller, more reasonable asks and fund them, because I think they're good projects. So
Commissioner Nowak, where were you on Northland College?
I had taken out that remained the 45 that was left,
yeah,
and put it into my larger bucket of things to redistribute.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. All right. How long do we think we need?
15 minutes, probably, maybe more.
Say 30.
Yeah. Okay.
30?
Well, I'm looking at staff in terms of how's your spreadsheet. And I got a shaky hand sign. So
yeah.
You, I mean, we can come back in 15.
Well, I got to look at Menominee and Denmark for myself.
Okay. So. Well, let's come back at 11:25.
Okay. Let's aim for 11:25, and then just take care of the people that are in the room first, and then somebody can call me.
Okay. Do you want to call, or do you want us to team you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, we'll team you.
Okay.
Because then we'll just go on a conference room. So. Okay.
Yeah, do the people there first.
Okay, we'll be with you shortly.
All right.
And then we can take each of you back.
We now move ahead in the meeting.
Unless it's like.
Okay, Chair Bach, we are reassembled and ready if you are.
All right. So we took a break to kind of look at Commissioner Huebner's and Commissioner Nowak's proposed modifications. Commissioner Huebner, since you're leading the discussion, do you want to, is there anything you want to change, you want to add, you want to take out?
No, I look forward to the discussion on the two that Commissioner Nowak recommended taking out, and then the partials as well. So I guess kind of four. I'm fine with Common Ground. I agree it's a really small amount, so we can redistribute that fund. I'm totally fine with that. And I think the other proposals are, I want to talk about Denmark and Menominee respectively, but the ones that I flagged on my handout, I think those are the ones I still think are meritorious to spread the dollars around. And then just increase kind of whatever's left in activity one would go to Northland, whatever's left in activity two would go to Monona Terrace. That's kind of where I'm sitting right now.
Okay. So I would keep in Denmark. I would condition the Menominee award on them actually providing the 50% match that they committed to. My understanding is that the errors were pretty common spreadsheet errors that we see from a number of applicants. So I'm not ready to penalize them for that. But I do agree that if you're going to commit to a match in the narrative, that match has to flow through. So I would award it, but the award would be conditioned upon them keeping the 50% match. And then I would only fund the City of Madison, the chiller portion of their proposal, and I would keep Northland College in.
How much is the chiller portion?
The chiller portion is $388,000.
Chair, what would you do with the fund, the applicants that I had on my handout? Would you fund Curative, Synair, and Bay Area Rural Transit for Activity 1, and then the five I listed on Activity 2?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
And then, obviously, the only difference is that I'm actually increasing what you have under Activity 2 for City of Madison, because I would fund the entirety of the chiller portion, which is $388,000.
Yep.
Chair Bach, are you okay with that $4,500 Common Ground using those dollars?
Yes.
Okay.
And you would keep it in Denmark?
I would, yes.
Okay. And then what would we do on Menominee? So would we be potentially reducing their award to match half of the total
whatever
project?
Whatever the total amount is, because we still don't have a correct total amount from them.
So you could, as I understand the totals off at best by 10,000, 260 to 250. Is that our delta from the spreadsheets?
This is for Menominee?
Menominee.
Well, it's wrong even here. It's 280.
Yeah.
So you could do it one of two ways. You either just, this is the number or the range of number, and then mm-hmm. you just say it's a 50% match of that. You could go the other way and say, well, the one spreadsheet says 30%, that's 50% and reduce the award. I mean, you could cut it either way.
Right.
I mean, I just think it is ridiculous to fund an application where we are trying to figure out what the numbers are. It is so unfair to every other application. They at one place say that's a 50% match, then they have 11, and then they've got like 30 or whatever. That is not fair. It is not our job to put these applications together once they come in. Mm-hmm. It makes me question the data behind the numbers that are coming.
Or you can do 50%, you've got to add 25. This number's wrong.
Yeah, I don't even know what numbers we're working with. So. Yeah. I'm not going to try. But Commissioner Huebner, on yours, I'm fine. You know, I can accept all of your modifications, Commissioner Huebner.
Okay.
I cannot accept the Menominee application. I really feel strongly about the mm-hmm. Denmark one. Chair Vach, I agree with the chiller portion. I'm fine with that for the okay. city of Madison. But I'm curious to hear your discussion on Denmark, because I struggle a lot with that one. And, you know, again, why is this different than, you know, they want to put in LED bulbs and dimmers?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are the only ones we're down to then is a disagreement about activity one is Menominee and activity two is Denmark. Mm-hmm. And essentially the remaining funds would just, however it works, fill up Monona Terrace to the chiller project, and then Northland College is geothermal on activity one. Is that, are
yes.
those the trade-offs?
Okay. Correct.
Okay. The sifting and winnowing process.
388.
Chair, did you have thoughts on Denmark in activity two? Or why?
In terms of taking it out
yeah.
and funding something else? Well,
you right. Whether I think you said you would keep that one in. And I didn't know if you had a certain justification for that. Obviously, it's scored highly, et cetera, so.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's scored highly. It's a school district. It's in a part of the state. I just think that it's, why are we singling them out? Because they're a small school district and they want to undertake the building energy efficiency program of doing lighting upgrades. I don't understand why.
Well, I wasn't singling them out because they're a small school district. It's a nice district, but why is it different than any other district? That I understand the innovation part, but that's why they didn't justify it in the application.
But does it have to be innovative if it's under activity two, which is labeled energy efficiency and demand response? I mean,
I thought the whole program was that way, but apparently not.
I don't understand what's yeah. so controversial about the School District of Denmark. But if you both think that those dollars are better utilized elsewhere, then let's talk about it.
Okay. I think I'll take a short break.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. So we're just down to really the trade-off of the two as I discussed. So I'm going to talk about it and be back. Okay, perfect.
We now move ahead in the meeting.
Javad, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
And we are back.
Okay, thank you for that extra time and appreciate the staff's willingness. On activity one, where I landed, I agree with you, Commissioner Nowak, on the math. I mean, I think it's a worthy project. We know we have more funding, so we're going to have another round, and I would encourage the Menominee tribe to reapply with fixed numbers and, you know, increased justification, et cetera, and kind of clearing up the question on the match. So I would not fund Menominee, and I would put that funding towards Northland College's geothermal. And I don't know how much that would fill up, but it would, you know, substantially fill up that one. And funding that geothermal, I think, is good too, because that's a different technology than on activity two. I would agree with you, Chair Vox, and I would keep Denmark in. I know it's a low match, and I appreciate that. We like to see more match. I thought across the board that was a challenge this year. That looked to me like between the for-profit companies and the nonprofits, we saw less match than usual, and it just, I think, kind of speaks to where people are at. So on balance, I think it's fine to keep in, and then that would enable us to fund the vast majority of the chiller portion of the City of Madison Monona Terrace project, as we had discussed. It wouldn't entirely fund it, but it would be, you know, really close. So that's.
And are you putting $4,500?
I would.
Activity three to Northland College or to.
Yeah, I would put that towards Northland.
Okay.
Just because, on balance, I probably has a little higher need than City of Madison. No offense to either side, but.
So what do we end up with the City of Madison?
So that would be his. Basically, they would get whatever.
The 264 plus something.
Plus 58,884.
Yeah, I think it would actually.
Close to the cost of the chiller.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
You're about 60,000 short, $55,000 short of the chiller.
Yep.
Yeah. You made some good points on that, so that's fine. Yeah. When I answer before, I'll do the chiller.
Okay.
I think it's reasonable.
Okay.
All of it?
All of it.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate your comment on the Menominee. I'm sure it is a worthy project, but I noticed too, and they didn't have the attachment on resolution there either on there. So, as you said, work out the math, and we'll have another round. And I think, you know, my message for the next one is let's try to be more innovative. That is the title of the entire program. And I hope that we just spend down the balance of this in the next and final round. But I can accept all of those changes as well.
Great. Then I'll just say, you know, we spend our time talking about these few on the margin, but a lot of the ones that were above, you know, again, we had a lot of energy storage, which is still a technology, so a lot of, I think, exciting projects there. And I think on the energy efficiency demand response, there was a number of interesting, you know, new attempts. And like I said, the one we added in, the school districts of Mauston, La Crosse, Shorewood, and Sparta, I thought that one was innovative. I actually thought that was something new. So I'm excited that one make it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see some that were on the margins in the next round.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready for a motion?
Did you want to provide any guidance to staff to if it may not be an issue here because we have partial awards, we're getting pretty close, but there is the chance that an applicant could say, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the partial award. Did you want to provide any direction in terms of what to do, whether it is delegated, next man up on the ranking, or come back to the commission at this time?
But that also applies, like, if something else, if some intervening thing comes in an entire, like, what do we do if something completely falls through? Does that just roll into the next round? Yeah.
Typically it does.
Yeah.
So I think the question would just be, whether we want to delay it or whether we want to say, if they give us a no, you know, 3 days after we offer it, do we want to come back or delegate? I am the delegated, so we could do that, or do you just want it to roll over? I don't know if either of you have thoughts on that to the next year, or do we want to try to come back and, you know, select the next best grant?
I mean,
I would roll it over unless there's a substantial portion.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And I guess from my perspective, the thing that I appreciated about it being in merit order was that if we were in a position, you know, and I'm fine with setting a cap if we're not comfortable at a certain dollar amount, but I'd be okay with allowing the delegated commissioner to just go to the next up in the batting order, so to speak.
Yeah, but even in the, you know, the ones you went through, Commissioner Huebner, and we just funded, you skipped a couple.
Yeah.
We didn't, we, you know, because that's color. Staff merit, so yeah. We skipped a couple, though, so I'm a little hesitant on that. I would either roll it over if it's a, you know, substantial portion of the total amount we're having.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with either way. I'm fine with delegation, but I'm fine with bringing it back if it's a substantial number. I don't know what that number is, but I think staff will have a number in mind. If they know a big grant falls through, then work with us to find that threshold. So are you okay with that, Chair?
What is the...
You said either okay way.
Oh, okay. I'm right.
Then you're okay with it, I guess. I don't know. All right.
No,
I don't have a preference. Nope.
Well, we need you to have a preference because now you have
one
person. We
need to have somebody have a preference.
Right. I've expressed my preference. Commissioner Nowak has
delegated,
expressed her preference.
I'll express that too. And then if I feel like it's questionable, I'll bring it back. But if it makes sense to just have the next person up, then we'll just move it that way. So I'll express a preference for a delegated commissioner to select the next best project on the merit list according to the money available. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Docket 9709 FG 2021, I move that we fund the grant applications as pursuant to our discussion today.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that concludes our official business for today. The next open meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 21st, 2022 at 10:30 a.m.
So we stand adjourned until Thursday, April 21st.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.